brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Don't forget, my friends, my film, Fall of the Republic, is free online. Just Google Fall of the Republic. Watch it on YouTube, Google. Get it in high quality on DVD at InfoWars.com, especially if you want to support us. A full hour of this explains the banking dictatorship using carbon tax to control our planet. Lord Mocton's with us for an additional 4 minutes to finish his point, and then I want to ask him about the prostitutes, the caviar, the jets, the limos, the open hypocrisy of these people. I mean, even by their own fraud, saying carbon dioxide is this deadly poison. Lord Mocton from Copenhagen, finishing your point.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I was just saying God bless America, which I'll cheerfully say again. But let's take up your point. There are 1,200 limousine carbon emitting to drive the delegates around because it's too cold for them to walk to the global warming conference. There's a nice irony there, just as most of the United States is blanketed in snow to a further point south than has been seen in recent history or in some places in history at all. Here we are shivering in Copenhagen to 1,200 gas-guzzling limos, 140 private jets. Hey, I didn't even come in my private jet. All 6 of them are out for service at the moment. I came by train, which is very carbon efficient, or so we're told. And when we arrived in Copenhagen, wherever you go in Copenhagen, there are green sprayed signs saying Copenhagen. But in fact, those of us who've listened to the maundering comments of these useless national delegates in the conference chamber are calling it Dopenhagen, and of course those delegates are then rushing off down to the red light district and having fun with the prostitutes, exactly as you said, using their limos to get them there, and I suppose we might call that Gropenhagen. But either way, it is a disgrace what's going on. It shows that what is really happening here is one law for the rich and one for the poor, one for the governing class and one for the rest of us. They are not cutting their carbon footprint, but my goodness, they're going to charge you through the nose if you don't cut yours. So this is an asymmetrical conference here, which is the governing class supported by the tens of thousands of keening zombies from the environmental movement, EnviroZombs, I call them. They like to shorten all their words, so I'll do it. They're EnviroZombs. And these people are going to take away everything that is dear to us in your constitution, every element in your freedom, every chance of prosperity, every chance of recovery from the present economic recession.
Because they want control.
They want absolute control. This is nothing less than a bureaucratic coup d'etat, which is days from succeeding.
By the way, there was an article in the London Telegraph today, Climategate, Barack Obama's rule by EPA decree is a coup d'etat against Congress, made in Britain. And during the break, you made a parallel. The last time Copenhagen had this much propaganda was when the SS were in control.
That's right. Everywhere they're now green instead of red, white, and black. But there are banners everywhere that are deeply reminiscent of the SS. And they, of course, occupied Copenhagen and Denmark as a whole during the war. And Denmark, to do it credit, thanks to its king and the guts of its people, managed to make sure that practically no Jews got sent from Denmark to the gas chambers, because the people of Denmark stood by the Jews in the most remarkable and wonderful way. But now, Denmark's leaders are among the worst offenders in signing away the freedoms that Denmark won with the Allies during the war, precisely to prevent the kind of sinister dictatorship, all right, perhaps less violent and less brutal than what happened under the Nazis. But a dictatorship...
Well, they just kill you by starving you to death. They just kill you like Stalin did in the Ukraine by cutting off your food.
That's right. They'll be cutting off not only your food, but your electricity. You won't be able to get up to the top of your tower block because the lift won't work, the elevator won't work, there's no electricity to drive it. There'll be a carbon footprint card so that everywhere you go shopping you'll be limited to what you can have.
Lord Mocton,
to buy fuel. It's going to be a disaster unless you get on to your senator right up.
We're out of time. Godspeed. Godspeed, sir, there in Copenhagen. Thank you so much for all your time. We'll be right back.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I repeat, do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 16 books and a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations this flu season. Rely instead on OxySilver. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You can hear Lord Monckton literally frothing, wanting to warn you and tell you what's in the treaties. We have the first draft. We now have the second draft. Global government, taxes on everything. The UN says it's global government. Reading the original treaty, I knew the IMF and World Bank would run it all secretly and you'd pay your tax to them. That's what the bankers said 20 years ago. So now the third world's freaking out going, well, we've been taught to hate the West, and we've been taught that we're going to get all the middle class's money. But wait a minute, the same banks, the IMF and World Bank that raped our countries, they're going to have control of this? We thought we were going to get the power. See, that's how the scam works. But now in the internal memos, London Guardian reports Copenhagen climate summit in disarray after Danish text leak. Developing countries react furiously to leaked draft agreement that would hand more power to rich nations, sideline the UN's negotiating role, and abandon the Kyoto Protocol. This is just going to be the private central banks holding company, Federal Reserve, IMF, World Bank, Bank of England, Bundesbank, literally raping everyone. They will set the rules. They will administer it. You think the banks are happy with $23.7 trillion they stole in the U.S.? $50 trillion worldwide? Plus? No, they want the direct power, the direct authority. As David Rockefeller said, a world government run by international banks. And now we have the internal communiques of what they're going to add in the next week and a half. World government. This is like the opposite of the Declaration of Independence, where the founders met for weeks hammering it out. This is the founders of the global tyranny who set up this whole system, got their propaganda ready, already have a lot of their world taxes in place, openly saying, nations, sign on to be under our dictatorial, unelected control. It's happening right now. And there is TED conference and all these other big scientific conferences working with the media to craft the propaganda. The UN admits they're running around organizing all this behind the scenes, brainwashing your kids in public schools. I mean, this is so monstrous. As Lord Monckton said, and to hear his passion, to know this is happening, to know our countries are falling to this, to know this is world government. The globalists stalled the public, telling you none of this existed, so we couldn't build organizations to fight it when they finally brought this in. But more leaks are coming out. More documents are coming out. More people are seeing this for the tyranny it is, even inside the system, and are saying no. And you guys said you printed it for me, but I couldn't find it. I want that Gore Vidal story again that's up on Infowars.com that Aaron Dykes posted. Great folks in the forum found the Playboy interview he did calling for forced population reduction, one-child policies, a global authority, a global government to license. Same thing that's in eco-science, same thing that's in hundreds of books that these people write. This is what they want. They want you starving to death. They want you dying. They see you as a parasite. I played the winner of the Berlin Film Festival that they show kids in public schools worldwide where humans are called a disease, a parasite. That is what the elites believe. But I want to play you this propaganda piece from TED Conference. First, they're talking in the conference about how they get their headlines right and how global warming's real and, oh, aren't they good? And they're all a bunch of useful idiots. Most of them aren't involved in the fraud. They just believe it. Just like Nazis believed Hitler was good, or Soviets believed Stalin was good, or Chinese believed Mao was good. They were conned. Then it cuts to, oh, if we have tracker boxes in all your cars and track everywhere you go, that will end traffic and save the earth and tax you and track you. And Obama's now proposing this in the U.S. This is happening. You heard Lord Monckton. By stealth, they're implementing it at the state and regional level already. I mean, it's so incredible. That's why I keep plugging Fall of the Republic. 2-hour, 24-minute film. A full hour of it exposes the whole climate fraud, the global government, the private tax to bankers, their own statements. People are ready to see the truth. Get Fall of the Republic on DVD today. Make copies of it. Give it, download it at prisonplanet.tv in high quality. We have DivX version. You can burn to CDs that play on almost all new DVD players and many of the old ones. Get a free Obama Joker t-shirt with Infowars.com on it to wake people up, or a Don't Tread on Me, Unite or Die, Join or Die shirts. Until while supplies last, get a free t-shirt at Infowars.com. A bunch of other special combos where you can get free end games, free reflections and warnings. People are really responding to this. Make copies. Get it out. Infowars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I'm going to go out to break with this propaganda. And then we're going to come back and start taking calls and getting into all these. I mean, it's just the developments are so huge. And the new leaked documents about how banks are going to run this are so huge. I mean, it's old news to you, but here it is mainstream media, and we've got an even clearer picture here. So 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Here is the propaganda piece. Al Gore is going to save us.
Oh.
I'd like to talk to you today about the scale of the scientific effort that goes into making the headlines you see in the paper. Headlines that look like this when they have to do with climate change, and headlines that look like this when they have to do with air quality or smog. They're both two branches of the same field of atmospheric science. Recently, the headlines looked like this when the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, put out their report on the state of understanding of the atmospheric system. That report was written by 620 scientists from 40 countries. They wrote almost 1,000 pages on the topic. And all of those pages were reviewed by another 400-plus scientists and reviewers from 113 countries. It's a big community. It's such a big community, in fact, that our annual gathering is the largest scientific meeting in the world. Over 15,000 scientists go to San Francisco every year for that. And every one of those scientists is in a research group, and every research group studies a wide variety of topics. For us at Cambridge, it's as varied as the El Nino Oscillation.
All right, let's stop right there. The UN was caught last week. The mainstream news, we covered it here. AP, Fox, you name it, covered it. They went out and hired socialist and communist scientists and got them to lie. And now NOAA's been caught. NASA's been caught. The government research centers in Australia and Canada and England, they've all been caught. They just, I mean, they tell you polar bears can't swim, folks. They tell you penguins can't swim. They tell you the Arctic melted. It got bigger. They just lie. There's hundreds of thousands of climatologists and hydrologists and meteorologists. They went and hired 600 people on government payroll. But it's not communism. The low levels are communist. They believe it. They believe they're lying for a good reason. It's the banks. They want a monopoly. Don't you get it? It's serfdom. It's slavery. Let's just go back to her. She's so sick. Here it is.
Climate to the assimilation of satellite data to emissions from crops that produce biofuels, which is what I happen to study. And in each one of these research areas, of which there are even more, there are PhD students like me, and we study incredibly narrow topics, things as narrow as a few processes or a few molecules. And one of the molecules I study is called isoprene, which is here. It's a small organic molecule, probably never heard of it. The weight of a paperclip is approximately equal to 900 zeta illion, 10 to the 21st.
See, they're going
to
tax
molecules
everything.
Molecules of isoprene. But despite its very small weight,
thousands of molecules, just a total raping.
Every year to equal the weight of all the people on the planet. It's a huge amount of stuff. It's equal to the weight of methane. And because it's so much stuff, it's really important for the atmospheric system. Because it's important for the atmospheric system, we go to all lengths to study this thing. We blow it up and look at the pieces. This is the U4 smog chamber in Spain. Atmospheric explosions. Are full.
Methane's always been released by life.
Than what happens in your car.
Methane's part of the atmosphere.
We run enormous models on supercomputers. This is what I happen to do. Our models have hundreds of thousands of grid boxes covering hundreds of variables each on minute.
We know about those computer programs.
To perform our integrations.
We now have copies of them.
Dozens of integrations in order to understand what's happening. We also fly all over the world looking for this thing. I recently joined a field campaign in Malaysia. There are others. We found a global atmospheric watchtower there in the middle of the rainforest and hung hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of scientific equipment off this tower to look for isoprene and, of course, other things while we were there. This is the tower in the middle of the rainforest from above, and this is the tower from below. And on part of that field campaign, we even brought an aircraft with us. And this plane, the model BA-146, which is run by FAM, normally flies 120 to 130 people. So maybe you took a similar aircraft to get here today. But we didn't just fly it. We were flying at 100 meters above the top of the canopy to measure this molecule. Incredibly dangerous stuff. We have to fly in a special incline in order to make the measurements. We hire.
Just all a bunch of flim-flam. Look, I'm a heroic chick. I'm like a superhero. Look, science, methane from cows. It's evil. I mean, these people are taking over everything. It's a complete sick joke. They're parasites. They like running your life. They're control freaks. Don't you understand? There's always people that want to dominate others. And that's what's being set up. A criminal world government with a couple thousand scientists hired by the UN, we have their internal documents where they go hire people for their agenda. With the big banks, with the insurance companies, with the oil companies. All in this together. Now, I don't know if this woman's a useful idiot. But the point is, a lot of these scientists, the top scientists, all the main top scientists, from Holdren on down, have been caught in the emails engaged in fraud. We're going to come back and finish this clip, and then it goes into, hey, you saw that. Now let's talk about tracking your cars. You know, that'll fix traffic. Doesn't it sound reasonable? We're going to tax you and track everywhere you go. We're going to run your life. If you'll just let us micromanage everything you do, we'll make your life wonderful. We're the government run by big corrupt banks. Notice all the SWAT teams and cameras around you. Notice the CPS grabbing everybody's kids. Notice everybody dying on your street of cancer. Isn't it fun? Take the shots. They're good for you. And then they all write these internal white papers about how they want to kill us. We're going to finish this clip, then play the winner of the Berlin Film Festival again that shows humans as a parasite. This is what they really think of you. They want you dead or the doornail.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And survivalistseeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever, 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and survivalistseeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
In Copenhagen, Denmark, right now, world government being established. Your phone calls coming up at 1-800-259-9231. I'm going to break down all the giant developments, more leaked documents, and Lord Mocton went and got the latest version of the treaty. financial taxes, oil taxes, power taxes, global government authorities over all air travel, you name it. I mean, it is just unbelievable criminal power grab. But back to the Al Gore-funded propaganda, here it is.
Pilots to do the maneuvering, we have to get special flight clearance, and as you come around the banks in these valleys, the forces can get up to 2 G's, and the scientists have to be completely harnessed in order to make measurements while they're on board. So as you can imagine, the inside of this aircraft doesn't look like any plane you would take on vacation. It's a flying laboratory that we took to make measurements in the region of this molecule. We do all of this to understand the chemistry of one molecule, and when one student like me has some sort of inclination or understanding about that molecule, they write one scientific paper on the subject. And out of that field campaign, we'll probably get a few dozen papers on a few dozen processes or molecules. And as a body of knowledge builds up, it will form one subsection or one sub-subsection of an assessment like the IPCC, although we have others. And each one of the 11 chapters of the IPCC has 6 to 10 subsections. You can imagine the scale of the effort. In each one of those assessments that we write, we always tag on a summary, and the summary is written for a non-scientific audience, and we hand that summary to journalists and policymakers in order to make headlines like these. Thank you very much.
Traffic is a global epidemic. U.S. traffic is creating 45% of the world's air pollution. In the UK, time wasted in traffic costs $20 billion a year. Would you pay for cleaner air and a faster commute? Stockholm put it to a vote.
I voted for it, yes.
I voted for it.
I vote for it.
We're not old enough to vote.
We had to do something in Stockholm to improve the environment and to get a better flow in the traffic. We put a price on taking a car into the central parts of Stockholm, and we call that congestion charges.
If you start a system like this and it doesn't work on the first day, then you will be in big trouble. It must be perfect from day one.
There are 18 entry gates to the city. Each is equipped with cameras.
Pictures are taken of the rear and front license plates. These pictures are sent to a central system that identifies the license plates and makes sure that the right person pays for the right passages.
One of the obstacles we overcame was the OCR, the optical character reading of the license plate. We went out to IBM's global organization and the R&D centers and found a very good software we could use. And we managed to implement it in 2 months' time.
This is the heart of the system where all images and passages are being processed. Over 99% of all pictures are correctly identified.
So it's nice. This is how it should be all the time.
Behind me you can see the traffic, and the clock is 6 p.m. Before we had the congestion charging, the traffic was queuing up at this time of the day.
I think it's a good idea, because I think that we should take care of the environment in the city.
The traffic went down with about 22%, and the air pollution was about 14% better.
It's a huge international interest from different parts of the world, from the United States, from Latin America, from China. And it's really a pleasure to tell people not what we are planning to do, but what we actually have done in Stockholm.
I voted for it. Yes, I did. Not my husband, so but I did. I think he is not thinking like me for the future. I'm thinking for the children and the grandchildren.
Now, what does that ad say? That's brought to you by IBM, the folks that funded the Nazis. The numbers on people's arms were to be put in IBM machines. It's a eugenics company. Oh, her husband's bad. He doesn't care about the children. And, of course, they've done congestion charges in London and other places. Those numbers are frauds. It does almost nothing. Some people don't drive anymore because they can't afford the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 20 pounds. Several dollars when you convert it. Per mile when you drive at peak times. Now, in the U.S., they have trouble passing this. So with the Napa Superhighways right outside Austin, in fact, I've intended to take a camera crew out there, no one takes the toll road where you got to put the money in. You don't see anybody exiting. It just license plate scans you and sends you a bill. This is going to go on all the highways. All the major roads are to be turned into toll roads. 8,000 miles of Texas roads, that came out in the state of Texas to be paid to the private company Centra of Spain. This is complete fraud. This is mass raping. They build our society around cars. We live in a sprawling society. It's designed for that. The banks bankrupt the society to get us under their control. Then they throw a wet blanket on what's left of our economy with this taxing grid, and now Obama's proposing it, but with tracker boxes in your cars, not just license plate scanners. This is the takeover, and IBM, the beast company, is the main group behind it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live, back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., with the Sunday abbreviated transmission against tyranny. You have found it, the front lines against the New World Order. I am just reeling from the information breaking today with internal memorandum of the private banks to take full control of the world government. We already knew they were going to be making the money off of it and administrating a lot of it. This is administrating the entire system. This is in the London Guardian. We're going to be covering that after I talk to Solomon, PJ, Mark, Jim, Kathy, and others. But I want to explain something. 2 miles from where I sit is a toll road, and when you go on it, it's license plate readers. And they are putting these in nationwide for a national driving tax for carbon. They don't care if you don't want it. They're doing it. We better take our governments back. You know, the Google CEO says, yeah, we're surveilling everything you do and giving it to the government. So what? And we're going to do it to you on the streets of America. We're going to track everything you do. We're going to control everything you do. We're going to shut your resources off till you're bankrupt So you got to come with your hat in your hand for government health care and everything else. These people are so diabolical. How do I get the stupid public to wake up? Because this is going to be done incrementally. Like the frog in the pot. I'm going to go to your calls. Please make your point quickly because I want to get to the next person, get everybody involved on air. We've got to start getting a healthy mistrust of the government. We better cut it down to size because it works for a bunch of corporations that can come in and put 50 cents in them a vending machine and get $1 million back. That's basically what they get for lobbying. On average, they get millions of dollars in state and federal international lobbying for every dollar they put in. It's simple. It's a giant raping of society. And the stuff that Monckton dropped on us in the last hour, it was off the charts. Steve Watson, Aaron Dykes, Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo. I need you guys to break down that hour-long interview, hour plus, and just get it out in headlines so people will then go watch the video and listen to the audio. And I'm burning with passion to do more. I've got more international TV to do today. I've got Texas Monthly here doing an interview. And all I want to do is go do YouTube videos rallying the people because when I do special videos, they get so much more attention than just when I do the show for some reason. I just want to warn people. I had a reporter here yesterday with a national publication asking me, why do you care? Why are you doing this? Why do you think I'm doing it? Justice. I don't want to be a slave. And they're like, but you believe there's a world government? What do you mean I believe it? It's all over the news. Don't people understand what's happening? I can hardly continue. I'm so upset. I can't take breaks. I can't stop. I wake up 4 in the morning this morning worried about this. My wife gets up at 6. I'm wandering around the living room. She's like, what are you doing? I'm in there reading leaked treaties. I just wish people cared about freedom instead of football. I wish they cared about their Bill of Rights, their Constitution. I wish they would research what we know and find out we're telling you the truth. You heard Lord Monckton. It's worse than we can even describe. You heard him. World government is being established. Tyrannical, unelected, controlling, eugenics. World government is being openly established right now. They're putting up the license plate reading cameras for taxation all over the country. Obama has announced next year they're going to try to pass a law to start taxing you. And the cops and the checkpoints and the tickets. And when you can't pay for insurance, they arrest you. And the illegals are left alone or above the law. It's all designed to bankrupt you. I've read you what Ban Ki-moon said. I've read to you what Maurice Strong and David Rockefeller said. They want to destroy our society. Period. What is it about that some of you people out there can't understand? You know, Aaron Dykes wrote an article last night. When I got up at 4 in the morning, I saw he just posted it, so he was here at 4 in the morning. I don't tell him to be here until 4 in the morning. He gets here at about noon and stays till 4 in the morning. He can't leave because he knows all this stuff about the federal informant that set up the people trying to get him to throw Molotov cocktails. Turns out they never did it, weren't planning it. They got 6 years in prison apiece. Turns out he admits he's a federal informant. And it's being reported by eyewitnesses in Austin that he tried to get them to firebomb Brave New Books that sells my films and books and has events. Where tomorrow or 2 days from now, that's what these witnesses are saying. He admits he tried to set people up to do firebombs. I happen to know from internal police sources. I heard this when the firebombing of the mansion happened. From sources and couldn't go on air with it, that it was connected to the feds locally trying to set up Brave New Books and myself. And now the evidence is coming out. I mean, folks, I got feds on my tail. The Pentagon follows me around, and it's admitted in the newspaper. Do you understand? We're fighting for America and freedom. Do you understand how real this is? And I'm so focused on... You know, over the Manchin thing, and I ever talked about this on air, we had the BATF show up here when the Manchin got firebombed. And then we had these informant types coming around trying to give us information about it, and it's just a total operation. I mean, I am blessed that I'm not even in prison right now. Thank God I keep my operation small. Thank God I watch my butt. Thank God I don't commit any crimes. That's a whole other subject. It's just... These people are so evil, ladies and gentlemen. They are so evil. They are so bad. And I just don't even, I mean, it's insane. We live in Nazi Germany in 1937, and it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And the same globalists that funded Hitler, Mao, Stalin on record are now planning a mass cull here in America. And they brainwashed the cops. They're trying to brainwash the military. It is just so horrible. I can't tell you how many times I go to a book signing or a video showing or a speech, and these cops walk up in plain clothes and say, "Alex, let's go blow stuff up." And of course I say, "No, I'm nonviolent. In fact, I'm going to call the police on you right now." And then they run off to their unmarked police cars outside. But they don't care. If they're able to, if they're able to ever get into my operation, they will just make it up that we're doing something. These people are pure evil, ladies and gentlemen. They think of their fellow humans as animals. They think setting people up is a joke. They think it's funny. Look at Tommy Chong. That's a random video generator of images from Infowars.com. That's fate that that just came up. I was just thinking about Tommy Chong 2 minutes ago. Tommy Chong's son sold pipes that, yeah, you can smoke marijuana with. And for 5 years, in one county out of Pennsylvania where it's illegal to sell pipes, they got hundreds of orders for the pipes because it's illegal to ship there, and they always said no. So the feds got an informant, took them years, hired at the pipe factory to go in and illegally ship it to the town so they could go arrest Tommy Chong. That's the type of people we are dealing with. And the federal court said, yeah, the U.S. attorney said it doesn't matter if we've sent somebody in there to ship it out. Still a crime that the company let that happen. That's how criminal this government is. That's how evil these people are. And I, you know what? I don't even know what to say anymore about this. It's just... I don't want my children to be slaves. I want to be free. I want you to be free, and so I'm bad. It's that simple. And I have the New World Order just circling me like sharks. And I just trust in God so we can just keep getting the message out, keep getting the message out. And God knows how they're going to try to set me up. They've tried so many other things. God knows, ladies and gentlemen. God knows what's going to happen to us. But they've got terrorist units right here in the town I live in. They're terrorists. They're not anti-terror units. I caught police in Fortune 500 in 99 when the Fortune 500 came to Austin, dressed up like anarchists, attacking people, starting fights. And then I had the anarchist leaders come over and threaten me. And I said, "You work for the feds, don't you?" And they said, "Yeah. And when we take over, we're going to kill you, Jones." That wasn't the cops. That was the foundation people. Working with them. And they pointed up to the men up on the, with binoculars up on top of the building. And this one anarchist got up in my face or bumping into me. He goes, "That's right. I work for those guys up there, and we're watching you, buddy. And they love it. They hate this country. They want to bring this country down. They love the power of working for the government. They love the fact they can commit crimes. They love the fact that they do all this. All right, I said I'm going to your phone calls. It just gives me a gigantic headache to be in the middle of this. But at the same time, it's a good thing we're fighting the tyranny. It's a good thing we're standing up to all of this evil. It's a good thing that we're resisting the New World Order. And we're doing the right thing, and we're not backing down. We're telling the truth. And we're the good guys, and we're the people that are pure and honest and pure of heart and are honest. And the people are waking up to this tyranny, and I just want to bring this tyranny to justice. I want to get our country back on the right track and not let these criminals in government and corporate America that think they own this country rape the living daylights out of everybody. I want to thank a few sponsors, and I am going to your calls. SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, Pilgrims, for example, when seeds are the highest value of any barter item, in even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds, waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds in the Arctic Circle. Why do you think this is? You know why. Control and power. Losers from science is trying to get the seeds out of the globalist hands into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. Survival Seed Bank from Solutions from Science. There's enough open-pollinated seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. Order a couple seed banks today while you still can. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. You can always call Solutions from Science at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. SurvivalSeedBank.com. Also want to tell you about Silver Lungs, silverlungs.com. The Silver Lungs generator is a highly cost-effective colloidal silver generator and lung delivery system that produces pure and endless colloidal silver and delivers the solution directly to the bloodstream. The mucous membranes of the repository system in the first line of defense, in the respiratory system, the first line of defense for airborne pathogens, the Silver Lungs generator instantly arms these mucous membranes with nano-sized silver. Go to silverlungs.com and be sure to check out their complete line of colloidal silver generators and the very affordable ready-made ionic silver solutions, or check out their banner on prisonplanet.com. That's silverlungs.com, silverlungs.com. What I ought to do is in the last 20 minutes of the show have Aaron Dykes, because he's the one doing the deep research on this, and I already knew it was an operation and knew that we had people showing up at the office trying to talk to us about the Manchin fire. And then I had a police source that warned me that it was an intelligence operation, and it was probably an inside job by the government to get rid of the DPS director and have a police state crackdown further in the state of Texas that wouldn't go under Homeland Security control. And then it turns out the FBI informant, who I was told was an informant at the time, I didn't really know who they were, I was just told about it from sources, who did set up the two people from Austin up in Minneapolis, St. Paul for the RNC last year. And it's admitted, he's done NPR interviews, that the people never were going to firebomb. He kept telling them, we got to firebomb, we got to be real activists. And then the kids never showed up to do the firebombing, but they still arrested them. So basically this guy just sat around talking about it. And now eyewitnesses in Austin are saying, yeah, no, this guy was having meetings with a Palestinian guy that got murdered and thrown in the lake, all gutted and tortured. And then they said it was a suicide with his arms bound in the water. That's like Gary Webb, who wrote the CIA crack cocaine story, shooting himself twice in the head, and witnesses seeing, you know, men climbing in and out of his house. And the media said, oh, yeah, it's quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. Turns out that guy is an admitted federal informant, and eyewitnesses are saying, and there needs to be a criminal investigation of this, that he wanted them to firebomb Brave New Books. What they wanted to do was get the patsies in there to then claim Brave New Books was involved, if that's true, and it fits in. And I knew it was a setup at the time when I started getting all this chatter and people wanting to come over to the office, and I was, no. That's why we don't let anybody at the office, and our location is hidden, and no one is ever to come here, and no one is, you know, we do not answer the door. Because we've had people try to set us up with other stuff. I mean, it's dangerous, folks. These informants are just very sinister. And because they're not informants, they're operatives. These are intelligence operations being run. And so I called the state police about this, and they sent the BATF out because I said, I know these people are here, and I believe this is an inside job. And I wanted it on record that I wasn't anywhere near any of their people. So the whole thing in Minnesota, the whole thing with the governor's mansion, all of this interconnected, guaranteed. And I don't know if this particular informant, as is being reported with the Brave New Books or with the or with this Palestinian that was killed, but these are a lot of witnesses that people know at Brave New Books, and I trust their reports. Again, the establishment doesn't want a little bookstore educating the public down on Guadalupe Street. And these eyewitnesses say this federal informant begged them to firebomb Brave New Books. And so this is the type of just craziness that we're living in the middle of. And then I go to end the Fed rallies, and it later gets declassified. The Army is there watching us. They want to radicalize everything politically to demonize anyone that is outspoken. And that's why I've always said we are nonviolent here and do not call for violence. Because the system wants to set us up.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
shackles.
Okay, at the end of the show, I'm going to have Aaron in with his article at InfoWars.com to break this down, but Aaron just corrected me. On the NPR piece, they admit this federal informant who set up the guys who never carried out a firebombing with Molotov cocktails, and the reports are he was, you know, telling them, let's do it, you know, let's stand up to these people. He comes out of New Orleans, just like Lee Harvey Oswald. He's in Texas, in Austin. He then is involved in Brave New Books. He's involved with these different organizations. And the Palestinian guy that got brutally murdered and they said was a suicide, you corrected me. On the NPR piece, they admit he had infiltrated he was a professor. I mean, I'm going from memory on all this because this happened a year ago. But, Aaron?
Yeah, it's a little convoluted, but in the NPR story, they make it sound nice and friendly. And they claim that this Riyad Ahmad and his associates somehow were the terrorists, and what that may or may not be based on, I have no idea. And they claim that he was the informant trying to bust that up and that they were trying to recruit this FBI informant. It was probably backwards.
Yeah, but why would this FBI informant, because there's other eyewitnesses stepping forward, why would he be trying to get locals to firebomb Brave New Books?
It's bizarre, and the NPR piece makes no mention of the fact that this Riyad Ahmad was found gagged in duct tape at the bottom of the lake here in Austin.
And they called it a suicide.
And separately, this anarchist witness, Scott Crow, was...
You know, I talked to his mosque. They called me. They said he was gutted open, sliced open, tortured.
All his friends and associates believe he was murdered, which... Seems
I mean, that he had been tortured. He'd been cut up like a hog.
But separately, the anarchist was introduced by this admitted FBI informant, and he was told these are real revolutionaries. Riyad Ahmad and his associates are really going to get things done, unlike the liberal anarchist. So he was trying to provocateur, obviously, multiple groups. You know, if you correlate the report.
Folks, anybody that walks up to you at events and says, let's really blow some stuff up, they're a fan, and you should... Pull out a camera, go to their car, put it on YouTube. Everybody should carry a camera, just start videotaping them. They have small video cameras now. Put it on the web and call the police on them. That's what I did. Because remember, we had them showing up at the door going, I worked at the governor's mansion. I have inside stuff. They're going to say I did it. Alex, what do you think of what happened? And then other people showing up and then stuff about, then I got a police source going, yeah, no. There's informants involved with all of this and firebombings planned in Austin, and they're planning to set you up. And that's why I went, called the police. I said, not doing that to me. You remember when the BATF was here?
Oh, yeah. That's freaky stuff.
I mean, I didn't even talk about that on air because people can't believe this. Secret Service, FBI. I mean, it's a routine occurrence here.
Yeah. And love or hate what the anarchists are doing, they said for 6 years this was the only guy talking violence. He was always the one trying to provocateur violence, all the way back to whatever they were doing 6 years ago.
Well, let me tell you, this governor's mansion thing, yeah. And the way that for 15 minutes the ambulances and the fire trucks stood down, and then how they claim they don't have any footage of it, and then I went and talked to eyewitnesses down there who saw all sorts of suspicious stuff.
It's bizarre. And then the stuff happens up at the RNC, and it turns out he was just provocateuring some entry-level anarchists, called them weaklings, and said they couldn't get the job done. And that's what goaded them on.
Yeah, it's on record. You're weaklings. And finally they said, okay, boom, they had them for the conspiracy, but they didn't show up that morning when the feds were waiting with the bottle bombs.
Then he provocateured them again and said, are you really going to do this? And that's what led to it. He provocateured the whole thing, if you can believe these accounts. And he's been evidently all over Austin.
You know, I could hardly watch videos of him that you have linked in the article. He looks so slimy. So, just, I can't even look at the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a Judas.
And he was all over New Orleans with the hurricane relief effort. He was just infiltrating all these groups throughout Texas and Louisiana. And there's claims he was down in Venezuela meeting with FARC rebel leaders who wanted to set up a hot war guerrilla.
Oh, yeah, this guy's got CIA written all over him, doesn't he?
Oh, it's insane.
But he's the type they'll burn. Don't worry, he'll get what he wants.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over...